September's coming up.
Do I really look better with this scar?
Salut, Ben et Joe. I just got out of French class. This is Sam from California. Thought I'd give you a call and congratulate Joe and Erica on their engagement. Very happy for you guys. And I'll be talking to you soon. Dope fromage.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Joe, you're back.
I'm back. Ow. It is good to be back.
Yeah.
Did you even know I was gone?
No, not really.
Where
were you?
I was in Florida.
What?
I was in FLA, USA.
FLA, USA?
Yeah, it used to be like their slogan, I think. How come every state has a slogan? That's stupid.
What's our slogan?
I heart New York. It's like I heart snacks.
No, I believe it's I heart snacks.
Oh, right. awesome show last week.
Mm.
Awesome show.
Yeah. You thought so?
Yeah, because a lot of it was about me, so it was really good.
I thought Jamie was funny. I wasn't that funny.
I thought you both were. You're a great team.
Maybe we should start another podcast.
I hope it's not like a fan revolt and I get kicked off the show.
Maybe we'll call ourselves Naughty Karate.
What? You can't call yourself that?
I love Naughty Karate.
You do?
Love him.
I love Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's alright. I don't like that movie.
Not the movie. It's like dancing like in the mud or...
Oh.
Like
that wasn't like that whole movie wasn't very dirty.
The whole movie sucked, except for when they put baby in the corner.
Yeah, don't put her in the corner. Whatever that means.
I don't know.
Stupid movie.
Patrick Swayze.
You know who I hate?
Who?
Phil Collins.
Me too.
I was trying to do the New York Times crossword puzzle. Fucking hard.
Oh boy, that's a tough nut to crack.
That is hard.
That is a tough nut.
And they said the creator of Genesis. There's four letters. Let's put Phil, because Phil Collins, he was in Genesis.
You didn't think Sega?
I was thinking Sega, and I was thinking also God, which Genesis, you know.
God.
But Phil fit.
Okay.
But would they actually use his first name in, like, something?
I think it would be a Collins, if
yeah.
anything.
Yeah.
Guy's a faggot anyway.
I hate Phil Collins. Alright.
So guess what?
What?
I'm engaged.
What's the news?
I'm engaged.
No, you're not.
To be married.
Guys, he's lying.
I am totally engaged. It's the truth. It's not some elaborate stunt we were pulling off on the show.
It's crazy.
Although we should have. That would have been a good idea.
Mm. So, tell me how it went down.
All right, well, this is how it went down. I'm about to get down. I took my girlfriend, Erica, to Florida.
Wait, you have a girlfriend?
No, I don't. I have a fiancé.
Oh! No! Really?
I was like, listen, girl, get on the plane. We going to Florida. So I said to her. Oh, my God. Nice picture.
Yeah.
So we got there to Florida. Mm-hmm. FLA, USA.
Mm-hmm.
I heart Florida.
Okay.
And, you know, I showed her a nice time.
Yeah?
Yeah, this is a picture of a nice time. I said, here it is. This is a nice time picture, your nice time manual.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a sly guy. Dropped down on one knee. I said, listen, lady, I'm the best thing that ever happened to you.
That's what you said.
You marry me now. No, that's not true. Actually, I did it really corny and really romantic, and I loved it, and it was great.
So, well, how did you do it, then?
You want me to tell you, because...
So I can laugh at you.
All right.
Do it.
do it. Dang it.
Show
me how much of a pussy you are.
So, wait a minute. Now, you told me you were going to, like, ask someone to take a picture of you.
Didn't do it.
Didn't do that?
No, I did a reenactment, though. My parents took pictures of me kneeling down.
Oh.
So you can see those.
Cool.
Maybe I'll send them to you so you can post them.
Yeah, why don't we post them on the site?
Alright. So you can see a little reenactment. Maybe I'll send the funny one with my dad sticking his head in.
Cool.
Where was I? Yeah, alright, so you want to hear how corny it was?
Yeah, all right. Do it.
Well, in Epcot, in Florida, in Disney World,
okay.
They have like all the world pavilions.
Yeah, it's like so, separated by
right.
different places.
So there's Japan. And she loves Japan. She loves Hello Kitty and all that other anime stuff.
Nintendo? She loves Nintendo?
She loves Nintendo.
That comes out from Japan.
She sure loves Nintendo. That's why I love her. Because
yep.
She loves Nintendo.
That's awesome.
Nintendo. Do you have the Nintendo? That's what I asked when I got in the Japan store. Like, what are you talking about? So we get there and there's
Are most of the people Asian that work in...
They're Japanese, the people that work there.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. People.
Oh.
It's almost like a college thing. Like, they come over, they send, like, young people over from each country, and they do, like, semester work there, and they work.
So they speak Japanese?
Yeah, and English. It's awesome. I'll tell you how awesome it is.
I think I'm going to become Japanese, so I can just go to Florida and work.
You might as well. There's an American pavilion. You can work there. The boring. Biggest and best pavilion.
Boring. What do they have there?
They have a show. The American Adventure.
Oh, God.
It's pretty adventurous, let me tell you. Did you know we, like, killed these Indian people?
We didn't.
I had no idea.
We're the best. Show. We don't kill people.
We do. You don't fuck with us.
All right, so I'm sorry.
Yeah. So we get to Japan, her favorite place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do everything online now because I'm a dork and a nerd.
Yeah.
So I found, like, this picture of this, like, little garden and little bridge on the internet.
Yeah.
I had to go on to the internet to do it.
Okay.
All right? And because I wasn't with you, I had to, like, get solo permission. I had to ask Al Gore himself if I could go on the internet and view pictures. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I had to kill one of his virgins that day. That was crazy. Blood everywhere.
Awesome.
It's like a double on something.
You're a double. You're a double.
So we get there, and I send her into the store. I said, why don't you go check out the store? I'm going to go pick the place out where I'm going to get engaged to you. Just kidding. I said, why don't you go in the store? Whoopee. So I make sure there's no, like, fat people sitting there. There's one fat guy, and, you know, I told him to get the fuck out. And,
you don't like fat people?
I hate them.
I love fat people.
I'll tell you why on my trip why I hate fat people.
Okay. We'll continue with this story.
Right, yeah, let me get this finished, because it's going to take forever. So then I go in back in the store, and she's looking around at Hello Kitty stuff, and it's pretty good, because she really didn't have a clue what this was going down.
That's awesome.
She did notice I started to act a little funnier than normal.
Where are you going?
Almost. I couldn't contain my excitement, so when we got to, like, Canada, which is around the bend.
Holy cow.
Yeah, around the bend.
We walked
far. We walked very far. Around the bend from Japan. You can walk from Canada to Japan in Florida.
Crazy.
I started going, okay, here we go. All right. Like, just cheering myself on as we're getting there. She's like, what are you doing? Like, just a little excited about being here.
Love Canada.
Canada's the best. Healthcare. I threw out a couple Leroy Jenkins to get the energy out. So I bring her up on the bridge after she shops in the store. And then she's like, all right, something's up. And I could tell she's getting, like, very, like, what's going on? So, then I started getting, like, tense. Everything I planned to say, I, like, stayed up the whole night before, and I was thinking of things to say. Gone out of my head.
Mm.
So, here comes the corny part. This is where you can make fun of me and call me a faggot.
I'm not going to.
I know you won't.
Maybe.
There's, like, a pond and, like, a water garden. So I gave her, a dime, and I told her to make a wish and throw it into the thing. And I did to you. And then that's when I dropped down the old knee.
Nice.
Pulled out the ring and asked her to marry me.
Did you ask her what she wished for?
I think so. I think I said, what'd you wish for?
She says, I'm not telling because then it's not going to come true.
Something like that. Something like coy. So I was like, alright. Well, then you marry me instead. Take that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was very exciting.
So she said yes?
Well, no, she's still thinking about it. She said, I'll think about it. Okay. Yeah, she said yes.
Awesome.
Actually, she said Joe.
Joe!
She said Joe for like the next 10 minutes. I was like, say yes and put the ring on. Joe!
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Alright, so
congratulations.
There you go. That's my little corniness. High five. And, here's a little news.
What?
A little more news. Ben? Gonna be my cowboy.
Oh, I'm serious. Ben?
Getting engaged.
Will you marry me?
Well, that's happening later.
Yeah.
When we move to Utah.
Utah.
Yeah, so Ben's going to be the cowboy.
A while ago, I promised Joe.
Yeah, I was trying to explain how that came up. Did I say, hey, you want to be my cowboy, or did I...
No, I think you just said, do you want to be my best man?
Yeah, I said that?
I don't know.
I don't know why I don't like saying that.
And then I was like...
Only if I can wear a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's when you became the cowboy. See you for later. A little smoke. Alright, that's enough about me and getting married. Thanks, Sam, for...
Yeah.
And Colleen and all the other people who sent their well wishes.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing this special time with me.
I think we also have another voicemail.
What?
Yeah. Look. You didn't get... I didn't play it for you, but...
Alright.
You want me to play it for you now?
Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations, Joe. No, geez. Wow.
Well, why didn't you tell me Sly called?
Yep, he did. He called. He called while you were gone.
Yeah, that's nice of him. Yeah. He sounded like he had to take a poop, though.
He always sounds like he has to take a poop.
He sounds like he's got a...
He's got problems. Poop. He's got problems, yo.
Yeah, and he's making that shitty movie, Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, but you're going to see it.
Though. I'm going to go see it!
Talking about shitty movies that I didn't see, but maybe it's not shitty. Snakes on a Plane.
Snakes on a mother effing plane?
We got a voicemail from Amber.
Let's listen to that, and then okay. I can comment.
Guys. You just said on the podcast that came out on Thursday, you just said that there were no good movies coming out. I think that you forgot motherfucking Snakes on a Motherfucking Plane. That movie was awesome. I saw it on Wednesday night because my job is awesome. It was awesome. It was so bad that it doubled back on itself and turned awesome. So I was just, you know, correcting you because it needed to be done. All right, dope cheese.
I think Amber says yes. Motherfucking better than... Sam Jackson.
She does?
I think so.
Yeah, she probably does.
So what do you think?
DVD. Wait for DVD. DVD. Maybe I'll wait for the VHS.
Alright, maybe you will.
When it comes out on VHS.
Maybe you'll get chunky. Why don't you just, I can barely fit in your room because there's so many chunkies in here. When'd your mom get in here?
Good one.
Thanks.
Good
thanks.
One.
That
good
was
one.
Totally your chance.
Yeah, mother. There is no other.
Mr. T?
Yeah, I love that song. We'll play that at the end of the show.
Alright, we will.
Play a little bit of it.
I don't think I'm ever going to see Snakes on a Plane.
Maybe we'll just play the video. Put the video on the...
We can do that?
Yeah. YouTube, baby.
Wait a minute, there's... You win, I'm done. How do I follow that shit up?
Love YouTube.
I love you too.
I said tube.
Yeah, right.
I said tube.
Girl! Someone's a little gay. So, really, does this scar make me look cooler?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is it better?
I don't remember what you're talking about. We talked about that?
Jamie gave me a scar.
Oh, that's right.
Jamie Abdulis. I'm going to thank her for holding down the fort while I was gone.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, she threw a chlorine duck at my face, and yeah. It busted me wide open. I have this scar now.
Yeah, you look cool.
I think it's pretty badass myself. The first thing I thought.
I look like Anakin Skywalker.
Shut the fuck up. Wait, which one? Like, mutated Anakin Skywalker in Return of the Jedi?
No.
Or Anakin Skywalker?
I don't know.
You're just trying to be a dick.
Yeah. What were you talking about? Oh, yeah, Snakes on a Plane. You're going to see that in theater, right?
No.
No?
No.
No.
I don't have any desire to go see that movie.
Yeah,
I understand that it's so bad it's good, but it still means it's bad. Like, if the movie has to
like,
be...
Like, I don't know if Amber would pay to see that movie. She doesn't get
She gets paid to see that movie.
Yeah, she gets paid to see movies.
She does have an awesome job.
That is awesome.
Wish I had that job.
But so, she said she doesn't like it that much.
Well, it can get very, like, monotonous and annoying.
Yeah, I guess so.
She has to watch every movie.
Yeah.
Like,
ugh.
I'm trying to think of a bad one that just came out. Like that Beer Fest movie.
Ugh.
Oh my god, I think I'd rather take a shotgun to the teeth.
Ow.
Instead of seeing that movie.
Ow.
Yeah, it's stupid. I should just see it, right?
Yeah.
Get a shotgun.
I have to see that movie.
Call Bulford Brimley. Tell him I don't want that shotgun deep thing.
You see his remix online?
I did see it, thanks to you. Diabetes.
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 Yeah, what is that? It's diabetes. Who says diabetes?
Ted Diabetes does. The $1 million man. He's beat diabetes with money. Yeah. Just like Hacksaw beat cancer with a 2x4. Awesome picture you put up on the blogspot.
Oh, no problem.
Which you can find at iheartsnacks.blogspot.com.
Yes.
What do you want to call us, Ben?
718-304-7853.
I love when people call. We should play another voicemail right now.
Well, who are we playing?
Didn't Evie call us? Telling us she was sick?
So yeah. Yes, she did.
I hope she feels better. Let's play that.
Okay.
Hi, Ben. Hi, Joe. This is Evie. I'm just calling because I haven't called in a while. I've been sick, and I couldn't talk because I was really, really sick. So, calling today. I've been listening to your show, but haven't, like, given up and, like, stopped listening. Listening, and actually, at the same time, I'm talking, I'm listening to your Thursday show.
So, it's really funny. You guys are creepy. And it's really funny. And I still can't get over that squirrel thing because I was telling Ben, and my friend Scott calls people squirrel. He says it's another word for dudes. So he's like, what's up, squirrel? Or squirrel, please. Or something like that. And it's really funny. And I'm like, oh my god, I heard that on Hit Sex. It's really funny. So, that's all. I just called to say hi. And I really want to do a live show with you guys, but it was at midnight and I fell asleep and I was sick, so I couldn't do it. But next time, I just really will. If I'm up. So, thanks, guys. Dokey.
You're fat!
What's up, squirrel?
Talking about Mr. T.
And his mother?
Mother.
You gotta stop that.
There is no other. Like mother.
Do you think people in wheelchairs should get to the front of the line in Disney World?
No.
Because that's fucking annoying.
That's really annoying.
It's like, oh god, now I gotta wait longer because you have to load and unload into the car.
Wait, why do they take over the front of the line? That doesn't make any sense.
They take a different line because they're in wheelchairs. And they, you know, the line they take is wheelchair accessible. So they basically go to the front of the line because most people don't have wheelchairs.
What if everyone had a wheelchair?
It would take forever. Let's just make, like, Disney World 2 where it's all wheelchairs.
I heard someone who was talking about, like they get a wheelchair just for Disney World.
I hate those people. Let me tell you something about that.
I don't remember where I heard that, but...
Let me tell you something about that.
Okay.
I have no tolerance for just, like, an obese man or woman getting a wheelchair in Florida because they can't walk around, and then they should get to the front of the line. Where I saw, on two separate occasions this vacation, a man with one leg...
Yeah.
And he had, you know, a prosthesis.
Yeah.
On his leg. he was walking around by himself, no wheelchair. And a kid who probably had MS with the two crutches walking around by himself without a wheelchair. And you're, because you have too many Twinkies, you should ride around. Fuck you. Get off my face.
Why are they on your face?
I don't know.
That's gross.
I'm so mad.
Yeah. Well, that's America for you.
I hate America.
What?
Except the American Pavilion. My dad asked, well, he said it quietly, but he was going to ask. He was like, should I ask if Americans get priority seating in the America show? I think that'd be funny.
That's funny.
Go, oh, look out! Alright, we made it past that little triangle.
No one's going to understand that joke. No one is. Hate fucking triangles.
Oh my god, don't get me started about triangles.
Oh, I'm not a square, I'm not a circle, I'm a stupid triangle. Three sides, my ass.
Yeah, that's the devil's work.
It's dark sided.
Dark sided.
Jonah, it's dark sided.
They ain't dark sided people. Oh, God, that does not sound good. In no way or form does that mean black people. It does, repeat, it does not mean black people. Dark sided. It just means one sided. Like you didn't.
Best show ever.
Most controversial.
What's up? Yeah, sure. You can talk. You're on the air though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's alright.
I edited it out. We're going to Price Club in 1 minute.
Take fives?
Take fives.
Thanks.
No, oh, no, I'm good, thank you.
It's actually called Costco. Not Price Club anymore.
I know. It changed like...
Why did they change that?
Motherfucking years ago.
Why?
Probably because of triangles and bad people in a wheelchair that are dark-sided.
Dark-sided people.
Just repeat one more time. Stop meeting black people.
We could stop this and...
No. That was funny, right?
Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah, that's a little secret you just heard about our show.
What?
Many times we've stopped and cut things out because we don't like the way it sounds or it's too controversial. In fact, earlier in this episode, I called Amber Evie.
Yeah, we cut that out.
We cut that out. So if you listen this far, you found out we cut that out.
Yeah, congratulations, because this is almost like 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
Do we have any other voicemails to play?
Probably, but that's like... We'll play them all at the end now.
Okay.
Sam from Long Island called.
Oh, that's right.
We're sorry we didn't mention you as a friend, I think.
Yeah.
But we did.
I think we corrected ourselves.
Corrected it.
But maybe not. But if not, she's our fan.
Our friend. And are we done with the Alan Alda Howard Stern contest?
No one else is
Alright, no. It's a contest, people. It doesn't mean you just enjoy the fact that they sound similar. You have to participate.
No, fuck it. We're gonna bump up.
We're bumping up the
What?
Are we gonna bump up the prize?
It's $1 million now?
It's not $1 million.
Not really.
Good disclaimer. $1 million, guaranteed.
We're not doing it anymore.
No, I'm done.
We need feedback from people saying that. Hey, bring it back.
Or give us a better contest.
There was an anonymous commenter on our blogspot saying, bring it back.
It was me.
Are you serious?
No, it wasn't me.
So, hey, we did it. We brought it back after that, and right. No one else participated. Still no
one. Only one person
Alexa.
Won.
Alexa. Won. Yeah.
Wow, another fan. Yep. I'd like to mention. And she won a picture of me.
Yeah, in Disney World.
In Disney World, as a little kid.
Yeah. It's a funny picture, too.
Kicking a fat person in a wheelchair. God, stop slowing down the line. Fatty.
Alright, so are we done?
Yeah.
Are you happy with the show?
Not totally.
Yeah.
But I'm back, and we played some good voicemails.
We just need to get back into the groove, people.
Yeah, next week, look out for a killer show. Look out for it.
Are we prank calling another person?
Yeah, I think we might. I think next week's show is going to come crashing down like Hulkamania.
Really?
Yeah, in a good way. Not like crashing
down. You want to end with that song? Oh, no, we can't. No. It's copyrighted, right? We can end with a,
Mr. T, I thought. Wait.
How about another TV theme song?
Alright, how about it?
Which one do you want to end with?
I like them all. Them all one time.
We could do that. You want to do that?
No.
Yeah, let's do that.
What?
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Don't cheese.
Don't cheese.
Call us.
Oh,
718-304-7553.
Why is it still going?
And, Gmail us at iHeartSnacks at gmail.com and become a friend on MySpace.
Yep.
I forget the thing.
It's myspace.com/iHeartSnacksRadio, okay. I believe. We have the link up on the blogspot, so check it out.
Check that
out. I love you. Bye.
Love you too.
I've been a little busy lately, and I haven't really kept up with the shows. I'm still on the show from, July 29th. But I'm very offended that on said show from July 29th, you did not mention me as one of your listeners or the other two fans, which is why I referred to myself as Girl Sam from Long Island in the beginning, because there's just too much competition now. That's really all I wanted to say. I'm going to catch up on the episodes tonight. And what's the deal with this show from today? Thursday show? Thursday? Come on, guys. Come on. This is scheduling thing. It's too much. First, the no show on the Saturday last month. Then the show you recorded on Friday and then posted it on Saturday. It's too much, guys. It's too confusing. Saturdays, leave it at Saturdays. Please. Dope cheese.
Hey, Ben and Joe, this is Jerry Bridges, 20-time roller derby champion of the world. Well, because I like your show, and I like roller skating, and I like eating spare ribs. Oopsies!